It's time for Deputy Leader Fletcher Tabateau from the New Zealand First Party.
I caught up with Fletcher Tabateau yesterday as he wasn't able to speak this morning, and we discussed the digital services tax and the shift away from 1080 and the Predator Free 2050 goal. I started by asking what the digital services tax is.
Okay, so the digital services tax is an attempt to kind of bring the big multinational corporates into a fair New Zealand tax regime. So if you think about the likes of, I shouldn't really name names, but like Facebook and Google and trading platforms and things like that where people sell goods online, a lot of those are overseas companies, and they actually generate quite a bit of money in New Zealand. And I think, I'm pretty sure it's close to $3 billion in New Zealand. And the problem at the moment is they very rarely pay tax on that. And so most New Zealanders would be pretty upset to learn that there they are paying their taxes, and these big guys are not paying their fair share of tax.
So, who likely have enough in order to pay that tax?
Yeah, and look, when you talk to these multinational companies, you know, they're a bit kind of earnest in a way, in that when I've spoken to them, they say, we'll pay our taxes, but you don't have any laws at the moment that say we have to pay these taxes.
Right.
And that's true around the world. So, you know, these big Uber companies have kind of evolved faster than world tax legislation. So New Zealand, along with Australia, the US, I think Britain is a country, you know, quite a few of the big players are saying, right, we're finding it difficult to come together and come up with a common international tax code. So we're all deciding right now, kind of independently of one another, let's see what we can do right now to fix it within our own laws and legislation. And that's what exactly what the digital tax is actually setting out to do.
Right, because that's what they were saying, in terms of actually this is happening throughout the world where people are taking these steps to kind of regulate. Do you think that there will eventually be a sort of international way of doing that?
Yes, there absolutely will be. So one of the conversations that I had with our officials and our revenue minister was the fact that the OECD is actually doing a lot of work in this space, and we're an OECD member, and they want to come up with a common a cross-border tax solution, and they're working on that right now, and New Zealand's contributing to that, and we want that to work, but we think it's still a few years away. And in the meantime, we want to try and come up with solutions at home where we can cover what we know are lost revenues. And it's kind of unfair for not only New Zealand taxpayers, but actually New Zealand businesses who are offering the same services. They're paying their fair share of tax. So we need to try and make sure these big international guys are doing the same.
And most people seem on board with the idea. One concern that's been raised is that our consumers will have to foot the bill, because obviously these companies will be now paying more tax, and so they'll have to, I don't know, get that money apparently from somewhere. Is that a concern?
No, it's not a concern. So in all of these equations on tax, there's a conversation around how much does a company absorb itself and how much can it pass on to the consumer. And my understanding, and you know, we'll get more information on this, because this is actually just a kind of a discussion document at this stage, but my understanding is these, like you said before, these big international players will just absorb that tax into their costs.
Why was it announced today when the findings of the tax working group is coming out on Thursday?
All I know from New Zealand First perspective is that we were discussing this. Actually, this was New Zealand First policy when we came into the government, and we wanted this as part of a suite of solutions for fairer tax for New Zealanders and New Zealand businesses. And we were discussing this. I think I had a meeting with Minister Nash and his officials literally like on the last day at like 6 o'clock at night on this very thing. So I think it was just the timing of it going to cabinet and coming out.
Right, okay. Yeah. So, but it has been in the running for a while, regardless of what comes out in that working group.
Yeah, that working group is an independent think tank kind of thing, right? And they're going to present a whole lot of what they see as a fairer tax system for New Zealand, and we'll have, as a government and political parties, we'll have lots of discussions and engagement with the New Zealand public. This is work we've been progressing as a coalition for quite some time.
Mm. And because the findings from the working group, they're not binding, are they?
Absolutely not. No, these are all just suggestions from a group we asked to come together and think about what the future of tax might look like. And,
so when would it likely come into effect?
To be honest with you, that's a great question, and okay. I don't know. But we'd want to put this through quite quickly.
Yeah.
So I'd say within this year.
The predator-free announcement, all I know is that there's an idea to shift away from 1080, is that correct?
Yeah, so I'm not sure if you're aware, but New Zealand First has kind of been an anti-1080 party for quite a long time. Even we admitted in our campaigning, though, that we were never going to be able to kind of ban it outright. And so we campaigned on the fact that what we would do with a coalition government, if we had that support and were able to have those good conversations, was come up with alternatives. And so on Friday, Minister Jones and Minister Sage came together and made an announcement on the predator-free 2050 funding, which is pretty much $20 million to help them to go out into our regions mainly to help support programs for predator control. So we're talking tens of thousands of hectares of kind of rural and forested land that would now be predator-free is the aim, and none of it will be 1080. That's huge for us.
So yeah. In terms of the New Zealand First anti-1080 stance, why is that?
Well, we see it as a toxin and as a poison, and you know, it's been an ongoing massive debate for a long time about its efficacy and its kind of delivery in terms of the mass drops, for example. You know, what are you killing? You know, hunters give stories about going into silent forests after drops. So rather than say stop, we've always said we have to work away from it, and we have to render 1080 redundant. And so when you spend $20 million on projects and science projects as well, so innovation in this area, I think we can, you know, be happy in claiming that we've taken a huge step away from 1080.
Right. So it won't necessarily, it's not going to stop immediately, but the money is going into developing alternatives.
Yes, exactly. Well, actually, in this particular program, they won't use 1080. And in this program, we are hoping to be working in tens of thousands of hectares around New Zealand. So 1080 won't be used, but there are other areas where 1080 will still be used outside of this predator-free 2050 program. And it's the innovations we're hoping to see in here that can be rolled out across the country.
A lot of people are quite critical of 1080 for, I guess, many reasons. But one thing that I've heard too is that there are Māori groups who are anti, not necessarily, you know, the process of trying to get rid of predators, obviously, but the idea that they aren't necessarily involved in the consultation or aren't, you know, being a part of the process of fixing this. You know, they're not getting to have a say in terms of whether this is good or not, those sorts of issues.
Oh, okay. There are examples of good and bad engagement with all sectors of the community. You know, I think of stories of public walking tracks being dumped on without signs going up, you know, and this is pretty toxic stuff to humans. So I can't think of a particular Māori organisation or group at this stage, but, you know, I know that there is good engagement across the board sometimes, and unfortunately has been terrible engagement. And so what we hope with something like this is that Māori, other stakeholders, can come forward with alternative solutions to the 2050 predator-free program.
So that was Fletcher Tabuteau from the New Zealand First Party. Just a note on that, that this tax will affect corporations like Uber, YouTube, Facebook and Google. Taxes the revenue that they make here in New Zealand, not what they make globally, and the amount that they'll be taxed is being floated at 2 to 3% of gross revenue. So in total, that would bring in, and this is according to government estimates, up to $80 million a year. So it's not actually that much considering what they make in full, I would say. And but somebody's texted in saying, why are they paying tax when they don't live here and don't use the country's infrastructure? And I suppose, I mean, that's a fair point, but also if they are here making money, that's a pretty, it's a given. Most people pay tax. So why would we say that massive corporations, which are making huge amounts of money, not have to be part of that? It seems to, I think, be a fair point. And also, most of the world is jumping on board with this. Cool. Back after this song.
That was Deputy Leader Fletcher Tabuteau from the New Zealand First Party.